The Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian announced the winning design for a new National Native American Veterans Memorial. The artist chosen to build the Warrior Circle of Honor is a man named Harvey Pratt, a self-taught artist and Vietnam veteran who is Cheyenne Arapaho heritage. His monument is meant to represent Native veterans of war from 650 individual tribes. The show's Paige Phelps asked him to describe his design.
My initial concept was a circle. So I have an upright circle and I have some horizontal circles that are pathways that you walk into the center. The circle is timeless. It's enduring. It continues itself. And I saw it throughout history and ceremonies. A circle is always used as teepees are round, kivas are round, sweat lodges are round. Trees are round, the trunks round, grass, everything, there's a circle to it. And Indians looked into the sky and they saw the sun and the moon and the circle. And so circles became very important. And I thought that that was a symbol that almost all tribes could recognize along with water. And I put a drum in there, a drum that has the water running over it and down the sides. The drum calls people together. Native people, when they have a ceremony, they sing a flag song honoring the American flag. And then they sing a song for veterans. And then they sing a song of victory. And I want the 650 federally recognized tribes and other nations to send in a recording of those three songs that can be played very quietly. So when you come in there, you start to see these things and you feel the sound and you hear the drum and you hear the water running and that you become focused and you become aware of harmony, that you're in that inner circle. You know, Native people we're all the same, but we're different.
Well, that's the thing. You had 650 tribes to represent. I mean, how did you even begin to incorporate the ideas of 650 individual tribes?
Well, I was told that I should try to compete for this, and I thought about it, you know, for a month and I said, oh, I don't want to do that. There's going to be architectural companies from all over the world that are going to compete for this. But without ever seeing the grounds there at the museum, I knew that the circle was something that was important, and I knew that the fires and the elements and the directions, those things were all important to the tribes. They all might use them a little differently, but they use them. And so I thought, well, those would be simple enough that it covers a lot. It covers everybody.
Well, what makes a sacred space, especially in, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, not only to Native Americans, but what do you think sacred space is to all Americans?
There are sacred places all over this earth. You feel when you're somewhere walking and you're out in the woods or you're just walking and you feel there's something special here, you know. I think I'll sit down and just meditate and just feel this, what I'm feeling, and pray about it. And Indians have sacred places all over this North American continent. There's places on my property something happened and you can feel it. So when I go in there, I'm very respectful. And that's what I envision and what I hope for this memorial, that when people come in there, they'll be as respectful as they are at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a minute about your background. You're self-taught, and you have pretty fascinating art background in that you used your talents with the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation for years, correct?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah, how was that background of drawing human remains and witness sketches? All these things, they come together to me in a way that you were searching in your work for answers for people who are hurt or lost. Did you use any of that to help inform your designs for this memorial to fallen soldiers?
You know, I don't think so. I think most of my energy and concept came from the military and from our culture, and not so much as the forensic art. But the forensic art is an important aspect of my life. You know, when I was a part of helping catch a serial murderer or a rapist or someone has committed a crime against somebody, a sexual assault, I have such great satisfaction in identifying a perpetrator.
you were chosen and you are from the community, you know the ceremonies, you know the traditions, instead of being, you know, a fancy architectural firm out of, you know, Sweden, what's the ramifications?
I think that was to my advantage. I think that was to my advantage. I knew what Native people did. I knew the culture enough and the traditions enough. And I'm so happy for the Native American veterans that we're going to have a place too, to go and to gather and to be honored and be respected and a place to go.
Harvey Pratt will design the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian Native American Veterans Memorial. He spoke to the show's Paige Phelps.